It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for taking 3 minutes to stare at that hourglass of the little rainbow wheel and download the 317th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. A weekly collection of highlights from things that happened over the past week on the show. This week, we'll find out how I earned a reputation as either an animal lover or possibly a cat food eater. Speaking of which, we talked to a woman who inadvertently fed her dinner guests a, fancy feast. Plus, Sonic Boy Ben sought some career advice.
I just told my boss I don't like his I can't attitude.
And we did our best to help him out as well. Hey, thanks so much for downloading. If you enjoy the podcast, catch the show on the radio. Weekday afternoons, 4 to 7 on Sonic 1029.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hello?
Rebecca, it's Lane Mitchell calling from Sonic. You sent me a text looking for cat food.
Yes, that was me.
Why do you need all this cat food?
I need all this cat food because I help run the inner city pet food bank, and we are have had a desperate...
Wait. There's a pet food bank?
Yeah, there's an inner city pet food bank that we run out of Boyle Street Community Services because we found there was a huge need there.
Huh. So how much cat food do you need?
Like, we have a small storage space in the basement of Boyle Street Community Services, and we can probably store up to, you know, like the big cat food, like dry food bags. We can probably store like 20 of those and then a couple boxes of wet food.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make you a deal, okay?
Okay.
If the Sonic girls and boys bring in 500 pounds worth of cat food by end of business tomorrow, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, I will eat a full can of it.
How much of it are you going to eat?
I'll eat a can of wet cat food.
Okay, you're going to eat a can of wet cat food. Are you going to be able to pick what flavor at least?
I think that sounds fair.
I think that's pretty fair.
Like, I feel like I should be able to pick my favorite, don't you?
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, I figured I'd call in about the I can't attitude.
Yeah. Is that something you would say to your boss, or do you feel that's crossing the line?
Well, I guess I am the boss at my work, so the guy would have to follow up with something pretty good.
And if he didn't...
If you're telling me I have an I can't attitude, then you should be telling me what your you can attitude is going to do to change it. And it better be a heck of an idea.
Is that fireable? I would say it's not fireable, but it would put somebody in kind of my bad books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? I think it really has to do with what kind of relationship do you have with your managers.
Yeah.
You know, if you're at the point where you feel that you're comfortable enough to call them out on something that they're not doing and show them how it's done, great. But it had better be pretty fantastic, because if it's not, then you're walking that razor's edge.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Okay, give us the whole story there, Ben.
I just want to know if I crossed the line. I just got out of a meeting with my boss and his boss, and I told my boss, or actually his boss, that I don't like his I can't attitude. Did I cross the line?
Ooh.
Like, the way I see it is, he's the captain of our team. And if the captain of our team isn't doing something that's, you know, in the direction the whole team wants to go, we should be able to call the captain out on his actions. And with respect. Like, I didn't do it unrespectfully. I just did it really more emotionally than anything. But I just want to know if I crossed the line.
You know how wise people often respond with quotes?
Mm-hmm.
This is a quote from the TV show Daredevil. But
okay.
The character said, like, he was a bad guy, and he said, you know, we don't have a problem. Problems are just opportunities that have yet to present themselves.
Absolutely.
But you kind of said the same thing, but I feel like the tone could be misinterpreted there.
See, I think that I like to think that I'm quite optimistic and positive, where my boss is a little more pessimistic, turns me into a confrontational person when I get into his office. And as soon as I walked to the door, I was like, oh no!
Yeah, see, I think that's one of those times, though, where I think you do have to say it, but I think at the same time you have to say, I don't want to give you the impression that, you know, I'm being adversarial here. I just want us to maximize our potential.
That would have been a really good recourse.
You know what? You can still do that. It's not too late. You want to say, I didn't leave you the wrong impression, did I? Like, I know you and me, we go way back. Things are good. But at the same time, I don't want you to feel disrespected. You know? Right. I don't think there's any harm in doing that. But I don't think you were wrong in speaking your mind either.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hello?
Well, hello there. My name is Lane. I'm phoning from Sonic. I was told to phone you and ask you about feeding 20 people cat food sandwiches.
Oh! It was only about 10.
What happened? What's the story? Who am I talking to, first off?
Cheryl. Who called you?
I just got a text. I'm talking about eating cat food on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you. Unfortunately, it's true.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was having company coming over, and I figured I better stock the cupboards with a few chips and munchies, so I ran to the grocery store, and somehow, I don't know how, but I made it down the cat food aisle, and I didn't have a cat, but I noticed tuna. It was really cheap. It was 32 cents a can, so I stocked up and bought about a dozen of them. Anyways, went home, had a few drinks that night with company. And
a few?
About midnight, I decided, okay, well, we're done with the chips. I better get some sandwiches out. So it was a little bit dim lit in the kitchen, and I mixed up a couple cans of cat food, a little bit of mayonnaise, salt, and pepper, and passed them around. And so everybody had them. My brother said, that was good. I haven't had tuna for a while. So, okay, he had seconds. And next day, he gets out of bed. We lived together at the time. And gets out of bed, walks by the garbage can, and he looks down, and he goes, what the hell is this? Cheryl fed us cat food last night.
Wow. I feel like you should be doing a catering show here on Sonic.
Yeah, no, that was an honest mistake, but yeah, we ate it.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's all over the internet. Leonardo DiCaprio met with the Pope to discuss the environment. Yeah. Now, I mean, no slight on either of them. It is kind of weird, though, that there are scientists discussing the current state of the environment right now. How bad it is, how to fix it. The press doesn't care. You get two guys who know nothing about the environment. They get together to talk about the environment. The media can't get enough. You know, and I've said this before, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's had some missteps, particularly in terms of our province. You gotta respect what the guy's trying to do, though. I think what kind of bugs me a little bit, just rubs me the wrong way, is that we'll take Luke from TV's Growing Pains opinion on the environment over that of scientists. Yeah, meeting the Pope must be weird, though. Right? Like, I'm not a religious guy. Meeting the Pope, though, it seems like kind of a big deal. Like, if he sneezes, do you say, bless you? Or, you know, would he just look back at you and go, nah, I'm the Pope, I'm good. You know, Leo greeted him in Italian, even gifted him with a book of works by a 15th century Dutch painter. Like, I suppose if I were to show up and meet the Pope, I would, you know, show up with something, like some sort of gift, but a six-pack sort of seems like not enough.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast.
Okay, now you've eaten cat food?
About what it tastes like, I'll tell you right now, it doesn't have any salt.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's actually not recommended for human consumption.
Well, not recommended.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't, though, right?
No, but I would make this a one-time affair and a one-time thing only. Not that you're going to suddenly become addicted to eating cat food, but
that would make a great. I would watch that TV show, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, there was a lady on there, and this is why I know this. She actually had a thing about eating cat treats, and there was a doctor on the show that said it actually contains chemicals and like. Not chemicals, but like parts of animals that humans aren't recommended to eat.
Well, see, that's why I'm thinking I should eat this Champion pet food stuff. This looks like the good stuff.
If it's more naturally sourced, I'd probably say you'd be better off, but don't go with a can of like Frisky or something.
You know what? I bet you we read the ingredients on this. I bet you it's healthier than Kraft Dinner or like Chef Boyardee.
Probably.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.
You know, it's bananas. It started off as what I thought was just sort of like a harebrained promise. Not to mention it was during the past 10 minutes of the show, so I never thought you would hold me to it. I said, hey, if by tomorrow at 4:30 you've brought 500 pounds,
worth of cat food donations for the Boyle Street Pet Food Bank, well, then I will eat a can of cat food. Little did I expect to walk in the lobby the next day and have there be lots and lots and lots of cat food. Special thank you to Champion Pet Foods, who really came to the table for us. 500 pounds is a lot. Like, we lined up the bags against the back wall, like maybe 2 or 3 feet deep. It was like 16, 17 feet long. I added it all up, and to my absolute delight and relief, 463 pounds of cat food raised for the City Pet Food Bank. So, good news on both fronts. One, you really came to the table to help this organization out. Two, I didn't have to eat cat food.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at sonic1029.com.